The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. New Orleans dodged a bullet, and so did the Republican convention.
I want each and every delegate, alternate delegate, guest, and staff member to take out your cell phones. I want everyone watching at home to do the same.
Back with more from St. Paul, Minnesota, after this.
It is my honor to call to order the 39th Quadrennial Republican National Convention.
What a difference a week makes. In Denver, the Democrats gathered in front of their rock concert set to watch the final tango between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Here in St. Paul, there was no drama, no flash, except maybe for the Florida delegation, which showed up wearing matching yellow tropical shirts. But instead, the marquee event of the evening was an appeal for hurricane relief donations from First Lady Laura Bush and aspiring First Lady Cindy McCain.
When such events occur, we're reminded that first, we're all Americans.
The stage was bare, except for the podium and a video backdrop displaying a slow-motion American flag, and the main activity was texting $5 donations to the Red Cross.
I would ask that each one of us commit to join together to aid those in need as quickly as possible. As John has been saying for the last several days, this is a time when we take off our Republican hats and put on our American hats.
It was a gracious gesture which coincided nicely with the convention's theme of Country First, and it accomplished one other very important thing. Because had they partied, we all know exactly what television would have done. You'd have seen flooded neighborhoods on one half of the screen and partisan revelers on the other half. And with high-definition television, there'd be even room for a third window showing dropping real-time poll numbers. But as it was, the worst did not happen. And assuming that holds, I can tell you there are thousands of red, white, and blue balloons tucked into the rafters of the XL Center, ready to be dropped on a Republican Party that would like to put not only Gustav, but maybe even Katrina behind it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, September 2nd, 2008.